Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. It's a little soggy out there. That's all right. 5:12 in the a.m. Welcome. Thank you for letting us be a part of your morning. And we get started off with, there is so much to talk about today. There are so many things that have happened in the last 24 hours with stuff happening in the news and entertainment and in science and all kinds of things. There's some scary stuff that is happening, too.
You don't want to get Solange Knowles mad.
That is one of them that we'll talk about. Solange. Apparently, she had some kind of beef with her sister's hubby. Of course, her sister is Beyonce Knowles.
Right.
Married to Joe Camel.
Jay-Z.
Huh?
Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, him. And apparently, there was some kind of beef in an elevator, and she went all full-on smackdown on Jay-Z. We'll talk about that, of course, and we'll give it the respect that it's due. But you know how we always are like, oh, that happens over there. It can never happen here. We don't have to worry about that scary stuff happening over here. It's all over there. Well, you've heard of MERS, M-E-R-S?
Right. It's here.
Not only is it
here,
health officials have confirmed a second case in the United States. It has sickened hundreds in the Middle East. Apparently, it has shown up in Orlando, Florida. Now, I know some of you are thinking, good, I'm going to eat some of those crazy people. As a matter of fact, we were watching Family Feud, all right, as a family. We were just kind of kicking back, watching Family Feud. And they asked the survey to list the top states that have the most crazy people in it.
Florida had to be number one, right?
No,
or maybe
no,
California.
No. California was number one. New York was there. Mm. And then Florida was like fourth or fifth.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, Florida, is it really that bad? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it truly is. Yeah. So if you don't think that, you could catch it, I don't think we have to worry too much here. In central Wisconsin, not a lot of people from Saudi Arabia come up here to visit.
Yeah, but the way people travel these days, I mean, these things can move so quickly and all around the world. And closer to home, we've got another situation to deal with. We have a story in the news this morning about mumps making its return in the state of Wisconsin. And it's basically going through college campuses. So, of course, college campuses will be releasing the students soon, and they will be returning home, taking the mumps with them wherever they may go.
Seriously, though, I think mumps might be the least infectious thing to come out of a college campus. So
wow.
I think we're okay there. Hey, look. Also, there's a resurgence of all kinds of things. So, yeah, it's not all bad news. However, a little bit of good news. Not too long ago, we talked to Dr. Duke Pesta about the problems with Common Core. We talked to him on feedback and had some new information, new insight, and so forth. One of the things that we talked to him about is he is traveling around the state having, I don't know if you wouldn't call him a town hall meeting or seminars that give education and information about Common Core. He will be having another one coming up tomorrow in Marshfield. Let's see, the group that opposes Common Core is hosting him, Concerned Citizens of Central Wisconsin. Obviously calling on lawmakers to shut this ridiculous program of Common Core down. It is absolutely asinine. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion. If you would like to have some more information about what is Common Core, what are the main tenets of the argument against Common Core, go see Dr. Duke Pesta, who will be at the forum is open to the public, free of charge, starts at 6:30 p.m., Marshfield's Holiday Inn and Conference Center. So if you have an interest in Common Core, if you have a child in school and they've recently come home with a math problem that should be fairly easy to solve, but there's 8 steps in order to solve, 24 divided by 6, and you look at it and you're like, what the hell is this? It's Common Core. You want to know more about it, go listen to the speech by Dr. Duke Pesta. Free, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, Marshfield's Holiday Inn and Conference Center. But there is a ton of other stuff we are going to get to today. This is one of those days I'm going to have stuff left over. There is not enough time for us to get to everything. So why don't we, without further ado or anything of that type of nature, Let's get down to it, shall we? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be right back.
Elevator music used to sound like this. Not anymore. Jay-Z, Solange Knowles, and Franz have teamed up for the new album. Now that's what I call elevator music, Volume 1, featuring Slap Me.
Because she slapped the elevator doors closed and she physically assaulted me. Because she slapped me like who was in the octagon and Solange was in the UFC.
Smackdown for what?
Now that's what I call elevator music, Volume 1.
She on crack or what?
Hit after hit after hit.
She hit Jay-Z with some mad kung fu. Her punches and kicks could not be stopped. Like she's on Love and Hip Hop. Fight in the elevator. Solange Knowles is throwing down. Fight in the elevator. Like she's the female Chris Brown.
It's an assault on the ears.
I got 99 problems and Solange is one. She hit me.
Now that's what I call elevator music, Volume 1. Exclusively on Crazy Sister-in-Law Records.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.